Any decision by Mr. Cameron to arm Syrian rebels would face strong opposition from not only Moscow, but across the political parties in Parliament. One Conservative backbencher said sending weapons would be suicidal. Our political correspondent Chris Mason reports.
Those at Westminster with reservations about arming elements of the Syrian opposition are making their views increasingly clear. Earlier this month, 81 Conservative MPs signed a letter to David Cameron demanding a vote in the House of Commons before a decision was reached. For some, simply the principle of being consulted is vital. But others across the House have more deep-seated concerns. The Prime Minister repeated this morning that Parliament should have a say and emphasised he had yet to decide what to do. On the Andrew Marr show on BBC One, the Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, struck a cautious tone throughout.
The Prime Minister and I talk about this on an ongoing basis. We both understand that we're trying to strike the right balance between playing a part with other allies to provide support to the opposition who we think deserve support so that they can play a leading role in forging a new Syria, but not at the same time embroiling this country in a military conflict.
The former Lib Dem leader, Lord Ashdown, said arming the rebels would be an act of very considerable folly. The Conservative MP Julian Lewis agreed.
It would be suicidal to do anything at all to assist an alliance of rebels which include, according to our Foreign Secretary, several thousand Al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters to take over Syria.
The Shadow Foreign Secretary Douglas Alexander asked how supplying arms to the opposition would help bring an end to the conflict or whether it could prolong it. The question now is whether David Cameron could secure the support of a majority of MPs to send arms if he concludes it's worthwhile.